many people are interested in, especially our staff, as to what's happening with the State Department of Health and how it affects the county departments of health. So you've all seen in the news, I'm sure, Dr. Klein and Julie Cox Kane, our commissioner and deputy special assistant to the commissioner, both resigned on, I think it was Monday, October 30th. And so since that time, Preston Dorflinger has been named the interim commissioner of health. He's the secretary of finance and also the director of OMES. They have named an interim to OMES to allow him to concentrate his efforts in the health department. We're asking the legislature to approve $30 million in special appropriation. We as administrators were told for several months that we were in negative numbers. The number we had given by Dr. Klein was that we were $10 million in the hole. Then when Dr. Klein left and Dorflinger came in, that number jumped well beyond the $10 million that Dr. Klein led everyone to believe. So you all seen there's been gross mismanagement of funds at the State Department of Health. So given that all employees are on furlough that make $35,000 a year in salary or above, we are furloughing 2 days, well, 1 day per pay period, so about 2 days a month. There is a plan to reduce staff. That plan is up in the air. I don't know what will happen to that plan. I cover Wagner, Rogers, Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. And in my district, that plan would have reduced 11 positions out of that district. So I don't know what that plan will entail now. There could be some rifts. We've been told that most of those will probably happen at the State Department of Health in Oklahoma City, not so much in the counties the way it was originally planned. So we're hopeful of that. So how does it affect Osage County? Well, rest assured, Osage County is doing well financially. In fact, my October numbers, our cash balance as of October 31st was $3.3 million. And so we're doing well financially. The state, we pay for salaries. Last year, Osage County, we paid the state $438,262.80 in salaries. Our expenses of all last year was $573,293. So projected this year for salaries, $750,172. That's quite a jump from the 400 and some thousand that we paid last year, 438. The commissioner and the deputy commissioners at the time did ask all counties to help provide more monies. But the good news is, countywide, they're only allowed by law to take the monies that we can support in salaries. And so we might say, yeah, we'll give more, but in the end, they can only take what we can support in salary. And so that there's a fixed number out there that they can't go beyond. The Commissioner of Health also, this is one of two sales tax counties. The Commissioner of Health cannot legally touch sales tax monies. Millage dollars, the Commissioner of Health does have authority to decide how those monies are spent, but not sales tax monies. So months ago, there was talk. No one has ever called me from the State Department of Health. I hear the rumor was in finance that Dr. Klein at the time was asking, how can we get some of that money in Osage County and Wagner County? Wagner County is also really flush. So the person in finance that was telling me this said that his response was, you can't. Legally, you can't touch those monies. And so we're fine. Nobody has touched our money. Gross mismanagement of funds of the State Department of Health. But in the counties, we're audited much more frequently than the State Department of Health. Believe it or not, we were audited about every 3 years. We're going to go to an annual audit, and I can't remember the date, but we pretty recently, in the last fiscal year, we had a full audit. And there was no major findings at all, a couple of minor things that we corrected. But money-wise, there was no problems. So we're doing fine at the county level. I think there was an issue brought up last week about our monthly or our Board of Health not meeting on a regular basis, and it was brought up that we don't meet quarterly. Let me find it. Let me get the statute real quick here. Title 63, the Oklahoma statutes, 63-1-201, talks about a county board of health. And it says that they're to organize by electing a chairman and other necessary officers annually and meet at such times in such manner and upon such notice as the board shall prescribe, provided that the board shall meet at least 2 times each year. So by statute, the Board of Health, that County Board of Health, meets 2 times a year. Our last meeting was in September of 2016, so we're a little bit behind that meeting, but we have a meeting scheduled for 2 o'clock this Friday. We always have a meeting in the fall. It's usually in October, so we're a little bit behind this year. We always wait on our budget and to get that official budget sent to us. Then the Board of Health approves that budget. That usually happens in about October. This time we're also waiting on some paperwork for a new board member that's coming on. And so we have to have that paperwork sent to us, and we were waiting on that. We received that, so we've set a meeting for Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll also have a meeting in the spring, and that will satisfy our 2 times per year. One thing I'd like to point out, if the board, and at our meeting in September of 2016, I don't recall anything being brought up about meeting more than the 2 times a year. Certainly glad to do that, if the board so desires. The chairman of the Board of Health has the authority to call a meeting without my input. I mean, if they want to have a meeting, they have every right to do so. So that will be brought up at Friday's meeting. If they want to meet more than 2 times a year, then it's on them to do that. If they want to do it, they're fine to do that. So we'll certainly bring that up at the meeting on Friday. So our budget is in good shape. I actually think that this will be an opportunity for us to reach out and do more things now that we don't have Dr. Klein in place. Of course, the glaring project that we've been trying to do for years is a satellite office in Skagit. Dr. Klein was adamant that we were not going to do that. Many in the public have stated that there's over $3 million just sitting there. Why are we not using it? There was a project a couple of years or so ago with the Osage Nation where the district attorney felt that it wasn't illegal to spend the monies to help build the Echo Park. And so that project was kind of squashed. Dr. Klein then has squashed any idea of a satellite office in Skagit. So I'm hopeful that with new leadership, that project can be revisited and perhaps we can move forward in some time. Certainly the dust has to settle. State Department of Health has to get their problems figured out. We have to get permanent leadership in place, but I'm hopeful that this will provide an opportunity for us to move more toward the direction of perhaps having a satellite office in Skagit. We'll have to see how things unfold. So what are we doing currently in the counties? Well, we've hired a couple of health educators. One started last April. The other one started, I think it was August or September, I can't remember the exact date. But we have two health educators that are based in Osage County. They cover Osage County and Washington County. And so Regina Grass is our newest health educator. Morgan Shuping started back in April. Morgan took over a project called Local Fit in Skagit that we've had 3 sessions. It's a 12-week, it's a free couch to 5K, and anybody in the county is welcome to come over and to participate in that. We just finished up the fall session, 12-week session, and I think we had 28 people attend regularly. Started out with 18, so we've increased the number that are attending that couch to 5 feet.
Do you have like a beginner course, like couch to refrigerator?
Yes, we do.
That's what I do.
Yes. We start out at whatever your level is. So we have some that are very slow couch to refrigerator. We have some that are medium and some that are high speed. Mentors are chosen to oversee each of those groups. Morgan kind of worked her way through all of the groups, and it's a great program. It started in Claremore. It's called RocoFit. Washington County has a similar program based on Rogers County. It's called FLOCO, Fitness Lovers of Washington County, and now LocoFit, Loving Osage County Fitness. This originated with my health educator in Claremore in Rogers County. She is giving the template, training Morgan on how to do it. Morgan now has taken over, and she's doing a great job with that program. So we're reaching out to the community, trying to provide services beyond Pawhuska. Schools, we've had employee turnover. One employee contract was not renewed. There's reasons that you all are aware of as to why that contract was not renewed. Morgan and Regina are credentialed health educators. Their education, their certificates, their knowledge and skills allow them to do much more in the public and in the schools than what previously we were doing. So they have reached out to schools in Osage County. In particular, we've reached out to Pawhuska Elementary, Pawhuska Indian Camp, Anderson Elementary, Avant Elementary, McCord, Woodland, Pawhuska High School, Barnstall High School, and Prue. Some of the things that we're doing, we started with my coordinating nurse and the health educator. We provided a talk about the talk. So we went to schools and we invited parents to talk about sex education to their kids. We had two meetings with parents to teach them when to have the talk, what should be included in the talk, what the dialogue between their teenager and the parent to prevent teenage pregnancy. So we're doing that in the schools. We partner with Pawhuska School District to attend administration meetings to develop partnerships to survey the needs of the entire district. We presented a CPR at Woodland Public Schools as per request of the superintendent. Barnstall Junior High School, we were contacted and asked to come and give multiple presentations on sex education and puberty to 7th and 8th grade boys and girls, as well as 10th grade boys and girls. A permission slip was sent home so that the kid parents would be involved in that. We had about 60 children present. We attended Pawhuska Elementary's Healthy, Fit, and Safe Committee meeting to discuss ways the health program could contribute to the safety of the children. Created and developed and presented lice education boards at both Pawhuska Upper Elementary and Pawhuska Indian Camp. We attended and presented information about the General Health Department services to Avant Public School teachers at a staff development day. We're developing a partner with OSU Extension regarding organ-wise guides, curriculum in the schools. We met with Mrs. Johnson from the After Prom Party Committee in Fairfax to create partnership to assist with the reduction of underage drinking and injury prevention. We're going to give a presentation on sex education and puberty to students at Avant Schools on November 20th. And so we're doing a training on November 16th with our health educators over the whole school, whole community, whole child model to learn about how to better implement health education programs into the schools. And we've been contacted by Prue Schools for Sex Education and Puberty. We sent them the curriculum that we used for that presentation. We're waiting on further approval from the school to get that out. So we're doing a lot of things in the schools, and that was a concern when we had a turnover in employee. And so everyone can be encouraged by the fact that we're reaching out in the schools. We're actually doing more in the schools than we previously had been doing. I've got Oklahoma standard, academic standards on health that we're going to implement in the schools, as well as the whole school, whole community, whole child curriculum also. So we're reaching out to the communities, we're reaching out to the schools. I've instructed my health educators as they make their rounds in the schools and in the communities, find out what the needs are in the communities, what are the needs in the schools, and we're going to respond to those needs.
Okay. Face to face.
Face to face. In fact, I've got some data here too. To talk about face-to-face contacts, Morgan started in April of 17th of 2017. Since her start date, she's provided over 234 face-to-face contact hours with schools, coalition groups, hospitals, senior citizen centers, health fairs, local fit, and more. And so in the 7 months since she started, 234 contact hours with schools, coalition groups, and more. So we're doing what we need to do as far as reaching out to the community, providing health education and services. We have a small staff at Osage County, but for instance, in October, we saw over 60 clients for family planning. And we have a nurse practitioner that comes over to provide services in family planning. So, and that's something relatively new. We were contracting with a nurse practitioner out of Bartlesville. Managed a full-time staff member that roams around my region and provides those services. So we actually picked up, we were doing 1 day a month, now we're doing 2 days a month, so we actually picked up an extra day a month with the staff we currently have providing family planning services. So, glad to answer any questions. If you ever need any information, I think all of you have my phone number, and so anybody can contact me. What we've had, you know, there was some concern that we were falling down in regard to the schools. And I'll just say, we have had, to my knowledge, we've had no calls from any school with complaints or concerns that we're not meeting the demands or what they would like us to deliver to the schools. I have a cell phone that I carry with me at all times. I've not received any phone calls from Board of Health members. I've not received any phone calls from community members or any schools with complaints or concerns. My staff have not informed me of any missed calls by any Board of Health member, by any community member, school member in regard to concerns. So certainly if those concerns are out there, they're more than welcome to address them with me. They can get my cell phone number. My staff will gladly give that out, and they can contact me and we'll discuss it. And certainly we want to meet the concerns and demands that the public has and the expectations that they have of us. Granted, we're being furloughed 2 days a month, so on those furlough days, we're coordinating that with staff so that we don't have to close our doors 2 days a month. We rotate those furlough days, and we're doing the very best we can to continue a high level of service. And regardless of what's happening at the state level, county level, where it's business as usual. And, of course, we're waiting to see what the legislature does with the special appropriation, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Okay. We have any questions for Larry?
Thank you, Larry.
I think we can wait and see what happens at the board meeting Friday. If you guys think we can see how that goes, and you'll contact us and let us know.
Sure.
That would be great.
Okay. Be glad to.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.